Question. What mysteries of fate did the angels know explicitly during their probation? Answer. The unity of God, and all those attributes which belong to the unity of God, as for instance, that he is the sanctifier, and that he is the great rewarder, according to St. Paul, quote, "For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and is a rewarder to those that seek him," end quote. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 6. In order to love God above all things, it is necessary that we must have supernatural faith. For how else could we have hope in him? Or how else could we look to him as the object of eternal blessedness? Therefore, the angels had such supernatural faith. Also, during their time of trial, the angels understood all those truths which natural reason teaches regarding God as the Creator, the Supreme Lord, the First Truth, etc. The angels knew by divine revelation the mystery of the Sacred Trinity and believed in it, such is the common opinion held by theologians, and that the angels understood it much more distinctly than we do. Even the prophets of the Old Law, it is believed, knew of the Trinity. Quote, "In the Old Testament, there is not, indeed, that express mention of the Holy Trinity which is to be found in the New, either because there was a danger of the Jews being led to believe there was more gods than one, or because God wished by little and little to lead the weakness of man's intellect to the knowledge of the highest and the most inconceivable mysteries, yet are there many passages where vestiges of the Sacred Trinity are to be found, nor are there wanting testimonies from which it may be gathered there are several persons in God." End quote. Dialogue. He quotes in proof the following, quote, "Let us make man to our own image," end quote, Genesis chapter 1. Quote, "Behold, Adam is become as one of ourselves," Genesis chapter 3. At the Tower of Babel, quote, "Come, let us descend, confound their tongues," end quote, on which St. Chrysostom says, quote, "Behold, I beseech you, how the voice of the Father calls on the Son and the Holy Spirit. It is the voice of one addressing two equals," end quote. St. Thomas says that the essential beatitude of the angels, i.e. after their term of probation, consists in the intuitive vision of the divine essence. Now the divine essence, as it is in itself, cannot be seen without the three divine persons also. Therefore, Suarez argues, an explicit faith in that mystery during the term of probation ought to be required as a necessary means to salvation, end quote. Arguing from what is required in man, vis-a-vis an explicit faith in the Sacred Trinity, both in man's fallen state and in the Christian dispensation, we conclude that it was required also in the angels. It was not required under the old dispensation, but that was because of the imperfection of the old dispensation, an imperfection which is not to be attributed to the state of the angels. It is most probable the angels knew of the mystery of the incarnation by divine revelation and believed in it. St. Thomas among the elder schoolmen and the great Suarez among the modern are the leaders in the opinion which hold that the bad angels fell because of this wonderful act of divine condensation. They desired the hypostatic union for themselves and envied it to man. Quote, "The mystery of the kingdom of God, which is fulfilled in Christ our Lord, all the angels indeed knew of from the beginning in some qualified way, but chiefly those who were made blessed, confirmed by the vision of the Word, a vision which the demons never had," end quote, St. Thomas. St. Paul says, quote, "And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he says, and let all the angels of God adore him," end quote, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 6. It was therefore fitting for the glory and honor of the Son of God, who was to come in human flesh, that the angels should know this mystery. Moreover, Christ is the head of the angels, and the angels his ministers, and therefore it was proper that from the commencement they should acknowledge him as their Lord and Master. Question. Did the angels know this mystery fully with all its circumstances and details? Answer. It is believed they did not. Most likely the angels during probation knew it only in an obscure way, just as it was one of the first things told by God to Adam, and he then had an undefined knowledge of it as a future event, which God would bring about in his own way. Adam, however, knew that the Redeemer was to be born of woman. So too, the angels. St. Thomas says they did not know all the circumstances relating to the redemption, but after probation, it is believed the angels knew this sacred mystery, and not to mention their knowledge by reason of the beatific vision. They knew it partly before Christ, partly after, either by the will and revelation of God, or by the prophecies, or finally, by seeing the acts of Christ himself, and by the teaching of the apostles, according to the saying of St. Paul. Quote, "To me, the least of all the saints, is given the grace to preach, in order that the manifold wisdom of God may be known to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, through the Church, according to the eternal purpose which he made in Christ Jesus, our Lord." End quote. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10. Father Faber thus speaks of their knowledge of the precious blood during their terms of probation. Quote, "The angels wonder more than men, because they better understand it. Their superior intelligence ministers more abundant matter to their love. From the very first he invited the angels to adore it. He made their adoration a double exercise of humility, a humility towards himself, and of humility towards us, their fellow creatures. And it was a test to which he put their loyalty. He showed them his beloved Son, the second person of the Holy Trinity, in his sacred humanity, united to a lower nature than their own, and in that lower nature crowned their king and head to be worshipped by them with absolute and unconditional adoration. The son of a human mother was to be their head, and that daughter of Eve to be herself their queen. He showed them, in that blood, the source of all their graces. Each angel, perhaps, had thousands of beautiful graces, yet there was not a single grace in any angel which was not merited for him by the blood of Jesus, and which had not also its type and counterpart in that precious blood. The precious blood, man's blood, was as the dew of the whole kingdom of the angels. It would have redeemed them, had they needed to be redeemed, or were they allowed to be redeemed. But as it was not, so it merited for them, and was the source of, all their graces. Well then, may the angels claim to sing the song of the Lamb, to whose outpoured human life they also owed so much, though not because it was outpoured." End quote. Father Faber, Precious Blood, page 15. It is to be understood that the angels did not clearly know or see God during their time of trial, and the reason is, quote, "because this knowledge is the primum primium, which, being attained, the soul rests blessed and happy," end quote, St. Bonaventure. Not even in heaven will the angels know God as he really is. The most blessed soul of our Lord Jesus Christ, great and wonderful as it is, will not know the divine essence fully and entirely. To do so, an intelligence should be as infinite as God himself. No created intelligence is infinite, and therefore the human soul of our blessed Lord, insomuch as it is a created thing, cannot know God fully and entirely as he is. St. Bonaventure says, quote, "The good angels had no foreknowledge during their time of trial that they would remain faithful, nor had the wicked any of their fall. If such were not the case, a twofold inconvenience would arise. First, if God gave to the good angels a foreknowledge of their remaining faithful, then the devil might excuse himself that he did not get a foreknowledge that was vouchsafed to others. And secondly, if a foreknowledge of their fall was disclosed to the wicked, then they were left without hope and tempted to their ruin. And furthermore, the pain begotten of such knowledge would be unjustly inflicted by God, inasmuch as it was inflicted before they had committed any evil. To none, therefore, of the angels," he concludes, "was their future lot revealed." End quote.